Akala. Hi there, Akala.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
Yeah, really good.
Now, listen, you're an intellectual rapper.
Apparently.
Yep. You're very inspirational. Why have you gone down that route rather than the gangster route?
Because...
You're not a gangster.
Well, I think partly that. I mean, a lot of rappers are not gangsters, and I think that rap has that stigma attached to it, which I find interesting. That's a whole other discussion. I mean, it's not attached to Al Pacino. He's played a role as a gangster in a million films, but no one believes that he really is, right? So rappers do have to have a certain amount of creative license. So I don't want to get there and start wagging my finger, but I personally, this is the type of hip-hop I choose to promote, and that's what I do.
Okay, get to reading. Yeah. What book are you reading at the moment?
I am reading a book at the moment called Black Athena, actually, by Martin Bunnell, who died a few weeks ago. He's a Cambridge scholar who annoyed everyone by pointing out the ancient evidence for African and Middle Eastern influences on ancient Greece.
Very intellectual.
I strongly recommend it.
Also, sorry, just one more.
Yeah.
What was your favourite book as a child?
You know, it wasn't my favourite book as a child, but it's the first book that came to my head. My year four teacher read us a book called The Runaways. I cannot for the life of me remember who the author was. But that was when you said it. No. And there was another book by Salman Rushdie. What was it called? It was called Haroon and the Magic Carpet or something like that, right? I don't quote me on that. That's not the exact title. Haroon was definitely the character. They're the two books I remember most because the teacher who read them to us, and then we went and read them subsequently, was like the greatest teacher I had in primary school. Her name was Anne Taylor.
What was your school called?
I went to a school called Brookfield Primary School.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.